With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump threatening to invoke the Insurrection Act in response to the continued unrest in Minneapolis. He says he may have to deploy the U.S. military or federalize the National Guard for domestic law enforcement. Retired Brigadier General Michael McDaniel, a professor emeritus at Cooley Law School, says President Trump has the authority to do just that.
There is no question that the President of the United States can use the Insurrection Act as legal authority to call out National Guard troops. The last time this was done was in 1992 by George Herbert Walker Bush because of the riots in L.A.
Protests in Iran putting new pressure on the theocracy as that country faces its continuing economic crisis. The currency has collapsed. Prices for essentials are skyrocketing. The death count from the demonstration, more than 2,000, and some 17,000 people have been arrested. Here's correspondent Karen Chamas.
President Trump has left unclear what American action, if any, would take place against Iran.
Just gotten to me some information that the killing has stopped, that the executions have stopped. They're not going to have an execution.
Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi sought to tone down the rhetoric, urging the U.S. to find a solution through negotiation.
Between war and diplomacy, diplomacy is a better way.
The UN Security Council scheduled an emergency meeting on Iran at the request of the United States on Thursday afternoon. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israeli strikes in Gaza have reportedly killed 9 people. That follows the U.S. announcement of a second phase in the fragile ceasefire. This is SRN News. More churches are closing than are opening.
A new study from Lifeway Research reveals that for 2024, the last year for which all the data is in, about 3,800 new Protestant churches opened in this country. However, that same year, roughly 4,000 churches closed their doors. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell finds a silver lining, saying, quote, given recent declines in Americans identifying as Christians, churches show a remarkable ability to remain open even with fewer attendees. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York Attorney General Letitia James reaching a settlement with the Jewish group she accused of trying to intimidate pro-Palestinian activists. The group compiled the names of campus protesters against Israel and submitted them to the Trump administration. Used facial recognition software to identify them. The group makes no apology, saying you have people walking the streets vowing to murder Jews. This is SRN News. More mini fridges are being recalled by Curtis International, with 964,000 on the list.
The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission warns that the mini fridges have electrical components that can short circuit and ignite. Owners are urged to stop using the fridges and visit the company's website for refund instructions. Curtis International says the fridges were made between January 2020 and December 2023. The newly recalled model was sold in-store and online at Target. The Frigidaire-branded products recalled last year were sold by retailers like Walmart and Amazon. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An ailing astronaut is back home along with his 3 crew members. They splashed down Wednesday morning in the Pacific off the coast of San Diego. That astronaut, who has been ill, was not identified. More details, srnnews.com.